Ladies and gents, welcome back to the Inspiration Space for my 49th episode. Can't believe it. Before I crack on with what this episode's about today, it's just me, sorry. I just want to say a few thank yous. First thank you I want to make is actually to a man called Justin Parker, who's actually my psychotherapist, who I saw regularly during my darkest few years, about 3 to 4 years ago. He encouraged me to actually start my own podcast after I went to him with an idea to start one for somebody else. So yeah, I'll always be thankful for him to kind of urging me to back myself. And yeah, now I'm on my 49th ever episode, and it's really, really picked up drastically over the last 6 months. So I'm super, super glad I listened to him and just went for it. I also want to thank everyone who's come on the show. I've met some absolutely incredible people. And they've really helped me develop myself as an individual and really understand the world better and put it into perspective a lot more. So yeah, everybody, all the guests that have come on here, I just want to reach out to you and just say thank you once again. I mean, in the early days, I was simply reaching out with absolutely zero credibility, and I especially thank those individuals in the earlier episodes for coming on the show and giving me a foundation to build on. Probably Jamie Sparks gets the biggest mention for letting me record 3 episodes with him after I actually deleted the first 2 by accident. So yeah, appreciate that, Jamie. Must have been infuriating. The beauty of this podcast is that it's really led me into some fantastic opportunities. It's become a platform now to really help and educate people on the fact that they can really get what they want out of life, you know, if they want it. So yeah, I mean, it's fantastic, and hopefully it will just build on and build on from here. The people that I really want to thank most, and another reason for the timing of this episode, are my family. I had a moment when I was 24 years old when I quite literally was out on my feet, and that's not because I was doing great things, but because I was hugely depressed with the state of my life at the time. I've mentioned this before on the show, but just to paint a bit more of a real picture for the first time on it. Looking at it now, I mean, our society places a massive, massive strain on us. I felt it at that point in my life, and I know a lot of people do, especially in their early 20s from my experience. I felt that I was really letting myself and sort of everyone around me down. I flunked uni a couple of years previous, and I'd been an extremely sort of selfish and lazy twat, to be honest. And I really thought I'd ruin my chance of a successful and prosperous career. I came back one day from a job that I was extremely unsatisfied with. At the time, I'd been mentally beating myself to an absolute pulp. And for the first time in my life, I came back from work and I sat on my couch at home, and I couldn't physically speak. And if anybody knows me listening to this, they know that that is something that's quite rare. Yeah, I sat on the couch and I completely broke down. I literally couldn't utter a single word. And thank God, you know, my parents actually sat with me that afternoon. They were both there, and they were really incredible. Look, I'm not saying I had a terrible life at this point. I mean, I certainly didn't. Lots of things in my life I was extremely fortunate to have, and you know, I still have those. However, what I'm trying to talk about, you know, the reason I'm talking about this openly is that mental health is something that we must all be aware of. You have absolutely no idea what is going on through people's heads. You really, really don't. I'm so unbelievably fortunate, like I've said, to have such an incredible family around me. But there is a lot of people that, you know, going through these similar battles, and they don't have that foundation behind them. However, boys and girls, there is always a way out of that mindset. You just have to find whatever it is that stimulates you out of that hole, which at points, you know, I've been there, it's extremely dark, but there is always a way out. And normally that first port of call is by finding somebody to speak to. And I, you know, I'm not embarrassed to talk about my battles, you know, so why the fuck should you? You know, keeping that shit bottled up is absolutely toxic. So get a grip and let your guard down and go speak to someone about it. It's always, always the first step. Therefore, and the point to this little rant, my 50th episode to be released next Sunday is with my father, Paul Elliott. This man is my hero, and he's my biggest inspiration, and he always will be. His career and the way he's built my family is something that I neglected for a very long time, even when I was going through my darkest places. All I actually had to do to get myself back together is look at him and replicate his mindset. Having said all this, my mother is the reason he is where he is, so she deserves a special mention on here too. My sister and I, who's also fantastic, and I base so many of our life decisions on their examples. So, you know, I thank them. This episode with my father is going to come from another angle. I mean, a lot of the people I've interviewed on this show have been, you know, in their 20s and 30s and early 40s. And he's 77. His career has been completely fucking mind-blowing. And all the stories that come along with it. He's just released his memoirs, which I will talk about a lot next week with him. But I've never been more excited to record an episode, because his perspective on life and his life lessons are something that everybody should listen to, especially coming from the industry that he's come from, show business, where there are naturally so many ups and downs. And he talks about hitting the canvas on several occasions in his memoirs, and he probably will next week on the episode. So yeah, this is definitely one to listen to. He's an incredible, incredible man, and I cannot wait to record it. Another little thing before I leave you, I just want to talk about the Inspiration Space Live. Like I said, this podcast is really coming to a bit of a milestone, coming up to its 50th episode, and I'm doing my first live event, which takes place on the 15th of December at F45 Oxford Circus. You can get tickets to this through the link in my bio on my Instagram, but also on the show notes for this episode. I'm only selling 100 tickets. It's going to be quite an intimate occasion. There will be a free bar, so all the money that is generated through ticket sales will be going straightly to that. I'm not allowed to sell alcohol on site. So yeah, all that money is going through to the free bar, and it's going to be one hell of an evening. I am going to be interviewing three guests, the first of which I can talk about now because it's been announced. The next two are going to be announced, one next week and then one the week after. The first is Sean Stafford, who I have followed for years, and he's a massive, massive inspiration to myself, and I cannot wait to get the chance to speak to him properly. And the next two will be equally as inspirational and charismatic. So yeah, the lineup is going to be mega. It's going to be a fantastic, fantastic evening. I think I'm just going to wrap it up on that. I really want to hold the suspense for next week. I'm going to be doing a couple more sort of solo episodes next year as I really crank this podcast up. But yeah, guys, make sure you keep your eyes peeled on the podcast for the 50th episode with my father next weekend. And yeah, get yourself booked in for this Inspiration Space Live. It's going to be a quality evening. And have a fantastic week, guys. Let's go and grab it by the horns.